Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Nazir Lamed Beis. Perhaps we'll just combine it with Lamed Gimel as well, being that it's a very, very short Daf. Okay, so we'll start on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We're actually at the Mishnah here, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. We discussed the Machlekes yesterday between Beis Shammai, who say Hegdish betos is Hegdish, even if a person said something, committed himself to Hegdish in a certain manner, and things did not exactly pan out as he expected. Nevertheless, he committed himself to Hegdish. That was his intention. It's a commitment. The Hegdish is a Chal. Beis Hillel say, needs to be precisely as he describes, otherwise it's not Hegdish. Continues the Mishnah, Misha Nader ben Nazir, a fellow accepted Nazirus. He regretted it, and he actually violated his terms of Nazirus, he's drinking wine, etc., and he runs to the Chacham and says, look, let's undo the Neder, it was something I shouldn't have done. And the Chacham doesn't buy it, he doesn't accept the Charat, and he's not Matir the Nazirus. Moine Misha Asher Neder. So, he counts all those days from when he was Mekabel Nazirus. All that is applied towards the Nazirus, despite the fact, we're going to see this in the Gemara in great length, despite the fact that he violated the terms of the Nazirus, it still counts to his credit. Nishal Chacham V'Tirei. What if he successfully removed the Nazirus? The Chacham was Matir, the Nazirus canceled it. The thing is, he already appointed some animals towards the Karbonis. What do we do with those behemoths? Harisalai behemoth mufreshes. He has an animal which has been set aside for the Karbonis. Well, he is not a Nazir, and it turns out he was never really a Nazir. We know that HaTorah's Nadarim is retroactive. Teitzei v'tira be'eder. Since it was a toast, it was never really meant to be Kaddish. He was never really a Nazir. Send it back out to the flock. Let's chulin back to the barn. Oh, Amr Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Here comes Beis Hillel, and he uses this halacha as an argument, as a support to their opinion. Look, Iyata Moedim Bazesh Shu Hegdish Tos. Look, here's an example. A mistaken Hegdish should Teitzei V'tira Be'eder. Send it back to the barn. Apparently, Hegdish Betos is not Hegdish. Doesn't that prove our position? Amr lehem Beishama. Beishama respond with a raya of their own. Iyata moedim b'misha to. Look, do you not agree with us in terms of ma'aser behema, where he counts 1, 2, 3, 10th one is splattered with the red paint, and that's kodesh, it's ma'aser behema. What if he made a mistake? He made an error in his count. Iyata moedim b'mi shato. Do you not agree with us? This is learned from a pasuk. If one makes a mistake, v'kara l'chi asiri, it was really the 9th and he mistook it for the 10th, he gave it the name 10, v'la asiri, or it was already number 10, chi, and he's behind the number, he calls it number 9, v'la achadasir, he's holding at 11, one ahead, and he's still one behind, asiri, he calls it 10, in all these types of cases, shehu mikudesh, it becomes kaddish. This is learned from a pasuk. Clearly, hegdish betos works. That's a right to our shita. Hegdish betos have a hegdish. Hegdish is so strong, it overrides even trivial misunderstandings and mistakes. Amar lehem Beis Hillel, says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, that's not it's not going to prove anything regarding a conventional Hegdish situation. Maser behemoth is totally different. Lo yashevet kitshoy. It's not the stick, the counting stick that makes it. It's not the owner with his words that makes it Kaddish. I'll prove the point. I'll prove it to you. It's not just any mistake. It's only a very specific halacha. When it's just one off, then it works, based on a pasuk. But if he's more than one off, it doesn't work. Uma iluto. Suppose he erred as follows. V'yinech zashevet al shmini. He put a stick, you know, it was number 8, 2 behind, and he called it number 10. Valshneim Asar. Or he did the same on number 12. It's not the one right next to 10, it doesn't work. Shema Asar Klum, do you think it works? No. So why then does 9 and 11 work? It is special. Halacha by Maser Behemah, if it's one off, it works. Elokasav, the same Pasuk, the same Torah, Shekidish HaAsiri, that applies Kedusha to number 10. Hu Kedesh HaTshi, likewise, was Mekadesh number 9 in some situations, Esachados or an 11. It's specific to Maser Behemah, because it's not a man-made Kedusha, it's an inherent Kedusha, and it applies to the one before and after as well, based on a Pasuk. But your standard Hegdish does not work with toes. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. A person made Nazirus, he regrets, he goes to the Chacham after having violated the terms of Nazirus, if they're having drank wine. Chacham says, sorry, I can't do anything for you. You must keep the Nazirus. He counts all those days as well. Mani Masnissen, who's the Tano speaking in our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yosi. Well, Rabbanan, it's not compatible with any Shikta, Rabbi Yosi or Rabbanan. The Sanya, as we have in the following price. By a fellow who violated the terms of his Nazirus. What happens now? Misha Nadar. A fellow accepted Nazirus, V'avar al Nazirus, and he was Ivar, it was too hard, he was drinking wine, and he decided, you know, I want to just cancel it. Ein Nizkokin, we don't attend to his needs, we don't help him cancel the Nazirus. Unless he first learns his lesson. Elam kein mayna b'hein iser. He has to first make up the same amount of days which he violated the Nazirus. He has to make up for those days. So, suppose he was drinking wine for 10 days. He has to count 10 free days, 10 clean days, so to speak. Mayna b'hein iser, ki yam shenag b'hem heter. The same amount of days which he violated the Nazirus. And then we can, you know, address the Nazirus and see if we can cancel it. So suppose it was a real long Nazirus, a 1,000-day Nazirus, and he violated, you know, during 500 days he's drinking wine, he has to redo the 500, and then we could take care of him. That's the Tanakama. That's the Rabbanu. Rabbi Yosi Omer, don't be so heavy on him. Teach him a lesson. Give him a 30-day penalty. Even though it was a very long, you know, ultra-long 1,000-day Nazirus, he has to redo 30 days, and then we can look into the Hataras Nadarim. So according to Chachamim, you have to redo all those days, according to Rabbi Yosi, just 30 days, and then we can be Matir. Now, our Mishnah doesn't indicate anything about redoing days. Exactly the opposite. The Mishnah says, Moine Mishah Shinadar. Just count all those days as well, towards the Nazirus. Mani masnis irabbanan kashya nazirus miruba. There's a gerus, Taisus is gerus. If the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, well, even by a long nazirus, he has to redo everything. Mishnah clearly disagrees. Irab Yasi, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Yasi speaking, at least he has to redo 30 days. Kashya nazirus miruba, mu'etas. He has to really do at least a small nazirus, a standard 30-day nazirus, redo. So the Mishnah is incompatible with either Shita, because the Mishnah does not obligate him to redo anything. You know what? The Mishnah can fit with Rabbi Yosi and the Rabban. How? You can work with the Rabbi Yosi as well. When the Mishnah says, you know, don't worry about it, it means don't worry about redoing everything that you missed. Just redo, you know, a token amount, 30 days. Kan mezirus meruba. The Mishnah says, don't have to redo. We're talking about, you know, the extra long, you know, he was over 500 days. You don't have to redo that. But Rabbi Yosi requires at least a 30-day redo. Yeah, the Mishnah would agree with that. The Mishnah could work with the Rabbanan as well, even though they require a full redo of those violated days. We have to modify the wording in the Mishnah to fit. Don't read the Mishnah literally, Moine Mishash Nadar, which means all those days on which he violated count. Ele'ema Kimishash Nadar. No, just the opposite. He has to recount. Suppose he was Makabal Nazirus, you know, 100 days ago, and he violated since then. He has to go back and count another batch of 100 days corresponding to those days from the start of the Nazirus. The Mishnah continued. The Beis Hillel used this halacha, the next halacha, which says that the chacham was matted the nether, the behema that he was mafresh goes la'eder, they brought it as a raya. Hegdish b'tos is not hegdish. Nisha l'chacham v'tiru v'chu. Now, yesterday we learned that when it comes to temura, hegdish b'tos is hegdish. It's also based on akzeres akasav yihiyeh l'rabi shogi kemezid. This is going to be temura of an oyla. Turns out it was really a shlamim. It works. Even Beisilo would agree to that. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Here comes an interesting analogy. Mid Beis Shammai, nishma le Beis Hillel. We can derive from Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. What does that mean? Lav Amar Beis Shammai. Didn't Beis Shammai just tell us, Hegdish betos have a Hegdish. Even if typically a Hegdish triggered by a misunderstanding, a tos, the Hegdish is so strong and it gets applied, it works. But still there's an exception. Even they agree that if there was no basis at all, it was a totally mistaken notion for this Hegdish. Of course it doesn't work. An error, a misspeak. Okay, that he had a mind, he really wanted Hegdish. But if it was a totally baseless assumption, which did not pan out, of course, it never takes off, even according to Beis Shammai. Kivin digloy mils, the love shaper nazar, like an our Mishnah. Even Beis Shammai agree. He went to the Chacham, who was martyred in the Zirus. It turns out he was never a Nazar, of course. Tetzeh b'tir be'eda, the animal goes back to the flock, right? Even Beis Shammai agree, that's not Kaddish. It's a more severe form of toast. It's not just a misunderstanding or a misspeak. It was non-existent. The reason for the carbon was non-existent, of course, it's chulin. Likewise, says the Gemara. This would work even according to Beis Hillel. Afagav de Amri, Tmura, Betos, Avi Tmura. Even Beis Hillel who agreed that by Tmura related halachas, by Tmura, Tos works. So in that sense, they're like Beis Shammai, but provided there is basis for Tmura. Hanemili, Hechad, Isse, Iker, Hegdish. That's only when the carbon is there. So this is going to be an exchange for that, but the initial carbon is there. But he made a mistake in his wording. It works. Even Beis Hillel agree, it's like there's a custom, but it has to have some basis. That's only if the Iker Hegdish exists. But let's say it turns out that the Iker Hegdish is Nekar. So let's say he did a Taras Nedarim, he took away the whole Iker Hegdish. So of course, there is no basis for Tumura. He pulled the rug out of Mother's feet. There's nothing there. Yisakar Nami Tumura, of course, the Tumura gets uprooted and cancelled as well. So bottom line is, there are various levels of toast. In the case of your classic toast, like we had yesterday, the white cow, the black cow, Mechlekes. Bishami say Hegdish. Bishilo say no Hegdish. He wanted to make Hegdish. He misspoke. He misunderstood. He expected it to be white. It turned out black. We don't have to be so exacting in his word. We don't have to be so medayik in his words. He wanted to be Magdish. And it's Chal. Bishilo disagree. And where do Bishami learn this from? So we had a svar yesterday. They learned it from Tmura. By Tmura, everybody agrees. Even if there was a slight misunderstanding and misspeak, it works. Still, the Gemara says, you have to have some basis for the Hegdish. But if the original carbon becomes cancelled, of course the Tmura has nothing to latch onto. How do we know that's true? Just like in our Mishnah. Even Beis Shammai, that Hegdish Betos works. But if this fellow became Ois Nazar, turns out he was never really a Nazar, the Behemah is Chulin. There's nothing to base the Nazirus on. That's a more extreme form of Tos, where everybody agrees it's bottle. What's another example of a toast which does work according to everybody? Tumura, yes, and Maser Behema, yes. Amar Mar Yata Moedim Shil Kara Hachi Asir V'chulu. In fact, Beis Hillel used Maser Behema as a raya. Beis Shammai used it as a raya. The Hegdish B'tos works. So again, this fellow was counting his animals who were coming through the doorway one by one. 1, 2, 3. It came to number 9, he called it number 10, or 10, he called it number 9, 11, he called it, it's Kaddish. Itma, we have learned a machlekes amaroyim. In this regard, ma'aser. When we speak about ma'aser behema working in this manner, ta'usoy, Rav Nachum nomar ta'usoy, it only works strictly if it's a ta'us. He mistook the ninth one for the tenth one, the tenth one for the ninth one, it works. Based on the pasuk, which reads, ko b'chol ma'aser boker ratzoyin. We learn from the Gemara, B'chairis learns from that pasuk that even a mistake works. That's only if it was taka, if it was really a toast. But suppose he deliberately, intentionally, gave this a number, you know, called this number 10, knowing that it's not really number 10. It doesn't work. That's not what the pasuk had in mind. If it was an error, if it was a mistake in counting, all that, so the Kedusha spreads to the, you know, ones next to it, to the 9th, to the 11th, but if it's deliberate, if it's intentional, it doesn't work. So Rav Nachum looks at Maser Behema like a heaven-made Kedusha. It spills over to the ones next to it. But to intentionally manipulate the numbers, that doesn't work. Rav Chizda, Rabbi, Rav Huna Amri, they disagree. If it works by a toos, toosa, v'koshkin kavanose, certainly, of course. If he intentionally mislabeled it, misnumbered it, the 9th as 10, 10 as 9, it works. Amalei Rav Rav Nachum, I have a problem. The Dachta Amris, you of course hold to Usoi, it only works by mistake, like Havanosei, but not if it's intentional. If so, take a look at the Mishnah, our Mishnah. The Ka'amri Beishamil Beisil, so Beishamil arguing to Beisil. They're saying like this, Iyatamoidim Shilukara, Lachi Asiri, Lasiri Chi, Lachadasar Asiri. Will you not agree with us? Of course you will, that by Maser Behema, when there's some sort of mistaken number, Shoshlash Tamukadosh, in all three situations, all three Behemoths would be Kaddish. Right? That's an example of Toz Hegdish. Vishtigu Beisil, Beisil kept quiet. They had no response. It was an overwhelming argument in favor of Beis Shammai, right? Why? They could have easily responded as follows. Lemur Lohim. They could have said, look, you cannot compare. Ma'ala Maser Shkein Eine Kaddish B'Kavona. You're comparing a toast by Maser Behem, which is a heaven-made Kedusha, which doesn't work B'Kavona. You're comparing it to a regular Hegdish, which the owner makes deliberately as an expression of his Bechira, free will. It's totally unimposed, totally his initiation. And perhaps by Maser Behema, you don't have to reckon with his, precise wording, because it's a heaven-made Kedusha. Now, over there, the toast, in fact, works. I agree with you. But you can't compare it to a regular Hegdish, which is totally owner-dependent. It's man-made. It's Bekavona. So perhaps you need Kavona. Toast doesn't work. So why couldn't Beis Hillel respond in this manner? If, in fact, your Shita, that Maser Behema only works but toast is in fact true. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, no. It wouldn't have provided a good distinction. The reason why they didn't respond is because the Kavachaymer, because they would have, Bishamai would have responded with a Kavachaymer. Just the opposite. Turn it inside out. Turn this argument around. Ma Maser She'en Kodesh B'Kavon. If you see Bavasa Behemo, which has limitations, you can't deliberately manipulate the numbers. Still, despite the fact that it has that restriction, Kaddish Betos, it does work when it's a misunderstanding, when it's a miscount. Hegdash, Kaddish Bekavon, the Kalashkin, of course, ordinary Hegdash, which works only based on Kavona. Right? It's totally up to you which animal to be Malish. It's totally in the owner's hands, it's the owner's ability to tailor his Hegdash as he sees fit. It has that mila, that advantage over Maser Behema, like Koshkin. Of course, if there's some sort of toast, it should also work. So he's sort of switching, turning the argument around. And therefore, Beis Hillel could not make this distinction. And the raya from Maser Behema to ordinary Hegdish works. If it works, betos over there, certainly over here. Velohi says, the Gemara, actually not. It's not so. The distinction would have held water. The Hegdish bedata de Mari Tali. An ordinary Hegdish is dependent upon the owner's intention, deliberation, kavana, and is incomparable to Maser Behema. And in fact, they could have, drew the line between the two, And the Mefarshim say they chose to use the other argument, that it's just a Gzeres HaKasav, and therefore, again, it's not a good matchup to regular Hekdush. They could have, responded with this distinction as well. Continues the Mishnah. Misha Nadar ben Nazir. So a fellow accepted Nazirus upon himself. V'halach l'havias b'amta. And he knew that he had some animals set aside for the Nazirus. And guess what? Lo and behold, umatza shenignava. He comes to his barn. He had a break-in. Animal's gone. This is not what he had in mind. Imat shalei nignava b'amta. So he wants to go back on the whole Nazirus, which would exempt him from karbanis. So it all depends when, at what point, this break-in happened. If the Nazirus, which he accepted upon himself, happened before his break-in, too bad on him. I raise a Nazir. He's committed. Despite the fact that this, unfortunate event occurred later on during the Nazirus, that's called Noilad. We had this back in the Nedarim. You can't revert on your Nedar commitment based on some sort of development, some sort of event which happened later. You see, Ataras and Dharma is based on a precept that there was something wrong with the actual Kabbalah. He wasn't thinking. He wasn't cognizant. He wasn't aware of an existing fact, but an unanticipated development. That's called Noilad. That doesn't justify Ataras and Dharma. So therefore, continues the Mishnah, but v'imisha nignava behemti nazar. But if by the time he accepted Nazirus, his animal was really gone, so unbeknown to him, his animal was stolen at that point. So he was missing that information at the point of his Kabbalah. That justifies Ataras Nadar. It's like a toast. Einu Nazir. Some of Farshim learn, you don't even need to go to a Chacham. It's a total toast. A totally mutter. So Noilad does not work. But if there was some missing information at that time of Kabbalah, that's called a toast. And in fact, this misunderstanding, Vizu toast, to Nochem Amadi, the great tzaddik Nochem Amadi, made this mistake. He allowed the Noilad factor to play a role in Ataras Nadarim. When did this happen? K'sha'olu Nazirim and Agoyla. There were some fellows, outside Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, who were Nazirim. And they came, at the end of their Nazirus, to Beis HaMikdash, to bring their Karbanis, and lo and behold, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Umatsu Beis HaMikdash Charev. Now they're stuck. We know that if you can't bring the Karbanis, you can't cut your hair, you can't drink wine for the rest of your life. You are a lifetime Nazir. Surprise, surprise. Amalam Nacham Abadi. So Nacham Abadi tells him, look, I want to help you out. Ilu Hayisim Yodim. When you accepted Nazirus upon yourself, originally, had you known that eventually the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, which will preempt the termination of your Nazirus. Question, would you have still committed to Nazirus? Amar lo, he said, no, absolutely not. V'itiran Nachem Amadi, and Nachem used that as justification for removal and cancellation of their nether, despite the fact that it was a future event, it was a development which happened later. That's Noilad. And therefore, Kshaba Adavar Tzachachamim, when the episode was reported to the Chachamim, they disagreed. Amr, they said, no. It all depends when the Nazirus started. Kol Shenazar Ad Shaloi Chara Beis HaMikdash. If the Nazirus started before the Churban, that's a proper Nazirus. A Nazir, he has to keep the Nazirus, despite the fact that, unfortunately, the tables turn later on. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, however, if the Nazirus was triggered after the Churban, he was just lacking that information at the time of Kabbalah. That's a true reason for Hafara, for Atara, Eina Nazir. That's called Nazir Betos. And you may remember that back in the Dorim, Maseches Nedarim, we had this Machlekes regarding Noilad. Reb Leza says you can use Noilad as a Pesach for a Neder. And here it's clear from the whole story that the Chachamim, the consensus was otherwise. Amar Rabbo Shatfu. They swept away. Shatfu Rabbanan Reb Lezer. Rabbanan sort of swept Reb Lezer off his shita. They, brought back to their side of the equation. Vukmei b'shitzayu, and they established him. They incorporated him. They convinced him, so to speak. They won him over. Right? As we see over here, there was a broad consensus, and Reb Lezer was there. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was at the time of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, he was apparently present, and we don't see any argument. He agreed with them, despite the fact that earlier he had held a different opinion. This non, we have this Mishnah, Beis Chum Benoilad, can the Chacham use the Noilad factor to facilitate Hataras Nadarim? Yes, to Rabbi Lezer. The Chacham and Oishrim, they disagree, and in fact, that was the consensus. Even though we can't use Noilad as a factor for Hataras Nadarim, because as we said, Hataras Nadarim only works when you can point to some missing information, some misunderstanding at the time of the Nazirus, as opposed to something which happened later. So that's true. But you can sometimes use, you know, the future event as a factor, as a mitigating factor to in fact facilitate Hataras Nadarim. Called Tnai Noilad. What does that mean? How does that work? Amri Lohin, we tell these people, let's say in the case of the Nazirim, who committed before the Churban, we tell them, look, you know what? Reflect for a moment, please. Ilu as inish. Suppose a person would have approached you, Varmel Chayin, and told you, one second, before you commit to this drastic step of being a Nazir, you know what? Maybe there'll be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. You want to just think about that for a second? Before you go into this, be responsible. You're taking a chance. Would you have accepted upon yourself? So that is a legitimate argument to facilitate Hataras Nadarim. We had this back in Maseches Nadarim as well. You know, the taina was, if you would have had 10 people standing next to you and calmed you down and, you know, analyze the situation with you, would you have done it? And he says, no, okay, then it's a good enough reason for Hataras Nadarim, because that, you see, you realize that's an existing factor. That's something which she should have focused at that time. If you would have realized, if somebody would have pointed this out to you, one second, before you jumped, think for a second. You know, there's that chance of trouble down the road. That's an existing factor. That's part of the present equation. It's not a future development. You don't have to wait for that to happen. Right now, you should be acting responsibly, taking all factors into consideration, past, present, and future. If you would have had that information, if you would have had that seriousness, that focus, would you have done it? And he says, no, of course not. I wouldn't have taken a chance. That is Hataras Nadarim. Interesting distinction there. Amar Rav Yosef, Yavo Yehasim, you know, if I was standing there at that story with the, you know, when the people in Bavel were being Makabal and Nazirus, I would have forewarned them. I would have said, look, have Amin Elohim, I would have told them as follows, what are you doing? Yoksiv, Yirmiyahu HaNavi forewarns Klal Yisrael about the impending destruction of Beis HaMikdash. He was alluding to the false prophets who are promising you glitz and glory and success, no destruction, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Hashem's Heichal will be standing, permanently. And the reason why he repeats it three times, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima, it was an allusion. He was alluding to the three, Zeh Mikdash Rishon. The first Heichal is the first Mikdash. They're telling you, don't worry, if it's going to be destroyed, there'll be another Mikdash, another Heichal, Mikdash Sheni. If there'll be another destruction, there'll be a third base of Mikdash. Bottom line is, he was clearly referencing Churban. So why did they know? Says the Gemara, Nihid Yadin and Lohin Diyachrov. Sure, they had some sort of awareness of a future Churban, but Miyodin Le'imasai, did they know exactly when the second base of Mikdash is going to be destroyed? Amar Abayi, you know. V'lo Yadin Le'imas, of course they knew. V'oksiv, Pasuk says, Shavuim. That's the 7-year Shemitah cycle, so a set. How many sets of 7 years will there be? Shavuim, Shivim, 70 times 7. Nechtach al Amech, Valer Kachech, that's going to be the duration of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning 7 times 7 is 490 years. So starting from Golus Bavel, that's 70 years, all the way to the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash will be 490 years. So 70 years plus the Mikdash stood for 420. So they had an exact anticipated date for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't they know? The answer is, Makati is still Miyadina Bahayim. Didn't know exactly which day. They figured they'll be able to fit in the Nazirus before the Churban. Okay, bottom line is, we had a story of Nazirim who came up and were shocked by the Churban. Nach Hamadi figured that's good enough reason for Hataras Nedarim, and the Chacham say, no, that's Noilad. That doesn't justify Hataras Nedarim. It only works when there was something amiss at the point of the nether. So a fellow, you know, was Makabal Nazir, turns out his animal was missing at that time of Kabbalah, that's good enough for Hataras Nedarim. If it happened later, he's committed to the Nazirus. Continues the Mishnah. Back to the discussion at the beginning of the Perek, Bisham and Beisilov, regarding Hegdash Nazir, Hegdash Betos. So we have another interesting case, which we actually already referenced yesterday, the Mishnah of the six travel partners. Shisha Shahayu, right? There were six people, Mahach and Baderach, walking along the road. And they decided to play a game on each other. Ve'echad ba'kenegdan. There's a stranger walking towards them. And they're going to bet against each other regarding that fellow's identity. Omer echad mem. So we have six people here. Yud, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvul. Right? So the first fellow gets up and says, Hareini Nazir. You know, I'm telling you this. I know that person coming. That person's Joe. Hareini Nazir Shezeplani. In fact, I'm going to be a Nazir if that's the fellow that I think he is. Okay. Ve'echad Amar, and his counterpart, you know, Shimon says, just the opposite. I really know there's a plan. I'm promising you, it's not as you think. I'm going to be another if it's not that person. So one of them is another, one of them is not, right? I really know there's Echad Mekem Nazir. A third fellow says, you know, I'll be another if one of you two are. Well, that's also true. He has a point. And one of those two is another. A fourth one says, She'ein Echad Mekem Nazir. So he's going back to Reuben and Shimon. One of you guys are not a Nazir. That will make me a Nazir. So he also has a point. Sheshneichem Nazirim. The next fellow says, I'm a Nazir. If both of you, Reuben and Shimon, are Nazirim. Now here, it's one off, because they can't both be Nazir, because that fellow is either as Reuben described him, or as Shimon. So here he's sort of promising, you know, an unsubstantiated type of commitment, right? Shekulchem Nazirim. Last fellow on the list says, you know, I'm being Nazir if all you fellows are Nazirim. So basically, B'shamim Eimim Kulan Nazirim, because really, all they want to do is become a Nazir. So even though there's some sort of inaccuracy in their commitment, doesn't matter. In accordance with B'shamim Shita, that Hegdish betos Nazir is like a Hegdish, the commitment to be a Kaddish, to bring Kabbanis, it's committed. It's committal. No. If you hit it on the money, you're a Nazir. Otherwise, no. Heglish Batos doesn't work. Now, the wording of Basilil Mishalin Iskamidvarov is obviously a kasha because it should have been the other way. The only fellow that's a Nazir is the fellow whose words were Niskayim. The Gemara will deal with that. So if Bishamai, everybody's a Nazir. Basilil, only the fellow who turned out to be right. For the time for Naimer, guess what? Nobody's a Nazir. Ein echad mehem Nazir. Why? Tesis explains, Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion that lo nitna nezirus ela lahafla. Hafla means clarity. You can only commit with clarity if it's absolute at the time of Kabbalah. You can't hinge your, you know, your commitments, your nezirus, based on chances and assumptions. You have to have clarity when you commit. As opposed to this case. Nobody's clear at that time until they find this fellow and figure out who he is. What if this fellow disappears? Hirtia lacherev, turned around, disappeared. We'll never know who he was. We have a suffix. Eini nazir. So nobody becomes a nazir. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Suffix by nazirus lahakim. Rabbi Shimon never know. Suffix by nazirus is lahakmer. We commit you. Yoimer has to say, look, im hoye kedvara, if it turns out that I was really right, Hareini Nazir Chayva, I'm committed. Vimla, but if it turns out I was wrong, it wasn't as I described him, Havarei Nazir Nadav, I'm committing right now, I'm accepting Naziris upon myself. Now you have to do this because otherwise you can never cut your hair, or you can't bring, you know, maybe you're not a Nazir, you can't bring Karbanis, so you'll never cut your hair, never drink wine. So the only way to address this, the only way to do this is to make a double commitment. If I'm chayev, okay. If not, I'm being chayev now. At the end of 30 days, he'll finish, bring karbanis, and he's good to go. So we have how many shittos? Shammai, everybody's nazir. It's still only loin this guy medvarav. The Gemara is going to ask on that right now. The Tanya says, nobody's a nazir. If the fellow disappeared, there's a suffix, we have a machlokes. Why do Beisil say, Misha loin this guy medvarav? I might have a nazir. Why is he a Nazir? If his words were not fulfilled. Amar Yehuda will switch the words in the Mishnah. Ema modified as follows. Mishnah is Skaim Udvarov. Basil are saying, only the fellow turned out to be right. He is a Nazir. Abaye Amar, no, stick to the wording in the Mishnah. Mishnah is teaching us that Allah of Teich Kedei Dibur. You can switch your condition. You can modify your language if it's done close enough. Going to Omar, I nami love plain you. I have inami nazir. What Basila teaching us is a fellow says, look, if that person out there is Joe, I'll be a nazir. Even if he's not Joe, I'll also be a nazir. So if he said a teich kedei dibur within, you know, a short lapse of time, which I can say shalom alecha rebbe, it's called one, you know, unit of time that allows you to restructure your condition. So even if he's not Joe, I'll also be a nazir. Or my loin is kamit varav. The mission says his words were not fulfilled. It means the original words were not fulfilled. It was not Joe. Rather, the last part of his statement was fulfilled. It wasn't Joe. He's still a Nazir. What if the fellow disappeared? That creates a suffix situation. So if you positively identify, you confirm the fellow's identity, then you're a Nazir. If, in fact, you were on target. But if the fellow disappears and there's no way of knowing, then you're not committed. Time of Mishim de Tiel Acherif. It's only because the guy disappeared. Ha'asil kamman havinazir. The fellow shows up. Turns out you were right. You're committed. Mani, who's speaking in this Mishnah? Whose Shita does this work with? Ilim Rab Tarfon. Is this the Shita's Rab Tarfon? Well, we have a nazir. Even if the fellow is standing before you and it's totally confirmed, as you thought, you're still not a nazir because it was hanging up in the air. It was pending. It was not with clarity. It was not with absoluteness. Given the Bishata, the Kanazir. Well, at the time of the Naziris, Lo Yada, he had no clue. He plainu viloi whether he's Joe or not. Michala le Naziris, does Naziris apply? Of course not. Vatani, we have a Bryce, Rabbi Da'imim, Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. All six are not Nazirim when it's not done with absoluteness. Lefisha lo nitna Naziris ala flo. Naziris have to be done with absoluteness and clarity. So even if you know, if you verify, if you confirm it doesn't work, since at the moment of acceptance it wasn't clear. Ela Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu. Rather, this Shita in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who says, look, if you confirm his identity, you're committed. But if the fellow turns around, disappears, and you'll never know, it's a suffix. Suffix, leave it alone. The Sanya Harini Nazir, we have a Brisa with a similar case of suffix. I'll be a Nazir, I'll manas shehei b'kri hazeh mei kor. He's a farmer, he's proud of his crop. He says, look, I'll be a Nazir if I find 100 kor in this pile of grain. So the Naziris was conditioned upon finding the 100 kor. V'alach ha-motzei shenigna v'she'ovet. He goes to the pile, doesn't exist, it was stolen, it was lost. It's a Safek. What do we do? Reb Shimon Ois. Go to Reb Shimon, he's a Nazir. Safek, Naziris, is lach. Reb Yehuda Matir. Reb Yehuda says, no Safek. There's no Naziris Pesafik. Reb Shimon Saver, Reb Shimon holds, given the Ilul Nignav, since if it would not have been stolen, do Mahava Beimei Akur, perhaps he would have found 100 Kur, Vav Nazir, which would have committed him to being a Nazir, Hashtanami, have a Nazir now as well. Even though it's a Safik, you got to be a Nazir. And here as well, in our case, with this unidentified traveler, given the Yasl Kamon, if he would have showed up, the Adin on the plane, which would have allowed us to confirm that it's Joe, have a Nazir, would have made me a Nazir. Hashtanami have a Nazir. Now that he disappeared, I'm also a Nazir, Misafik. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says he's not a Nazir. So that explains the last halacha in the Mishnah. Tir lachirev. So it's a suffix. Rabbi Yehuda says ein nazir. Shimon says he has to go into the nazirus with that, you know, condition, that two-sided nazirus. If I'm chayiv, okay. If I'm not, I'm now accepting upon myself a nazirus netava. Okay, let's summarize today's daf. Dafim. So we had the starting point, which was Hegdish Betos, according to Beshame Hegdish, according to Besilo, no Hegdish. Everybody agrees by Tzmura, Hegdish Betos is Hegdish. Likewise by Maser Behema. In fact, Beshame used that as an argument to prove their point. Besilo said, no, it's Xeris HaKosov. The Gemara found another distinction. It only works Betos, not with Kavana. It's a totally different system. The Mishnah and the Gemara did point out for us that when it said real drastic, baseless, you know, toes, a totally mistaken notion without any basis at all, everybody agrees that doesn't work. Like a fellow who became a Nazir and undid the Naziris by Havtaras Nadarim. That canceled it retroactively. Everybody agrees the animal which he set aside for the sake of that Naziris is Chulin. The same with a case of Tzmura, with the original carbon non-existent, everybody agrees it doesn't work. The Gemara did make a distinction between a regular Hataras Nadarim and a Noilad. So a fellow became a Nazir, he discovers his animal was stolen. If it happened before the Nazirus, he's good to go. If it happened later, it's called Noilad, which cannot be used as a factor on Hataras Nadarim, such as the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which occurred after the Kabbalas Nazirus. We have bunch of travelers who are betting amongst each other regarding the identity of this fellow in the distance. According to Bishamai, everybody's a Nazir, in line with their Shita, Betos have a Hegdish. They still say only the fellow turned out to be right. Rav Tamfram says nobody, because of the Hafla, the absoluteness, you know, requirement. What if it's a Suffolk? The fellow turned back, he was never able to be identified. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Suffolk Naziris Lahakal, according to Rabbi Shimon, Suffolk Naziris Lahakal. All the best to you. A Gemar Chasi B'Teva, a good Kibben Shtiyar.